Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, yeah. Gonna get all up in you tonight.
Oh, we got a fun... That's what's happening. Did you miss us? We missed you.
Will you accept this role?
I have a cold. Don't be afraid.
Will you accept this role?
Your champion friend.
Accept this rose into your world.
Hello, and welcome to a very special, fun little present for you. My name is Arda Marine, coming to you from my bougie garage in Los Angeles, California. And I would not be me without the wind beneath my wings, my friend, my business partner, my tennis companion, a woman that I call doctor, a woman that I call judge, a woman that I call officer, your honor, and a woman that I call professor. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Rosanna, Dana, Hannah Montana, Tana, Ariana, Anna, Dana, Mittens Marine, Hosnier. How are you, Dr. Banana?
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Oh, my God. How have you been doing? Okay, I'll just give you the headline of what this is. We know there's a really long time between seasons. We don't want to leave you guys high and dry. Doug Benson, our Rookie of the Year from 2021, who obviously stuck his landing, he missed us so much that he had a very special Will You Accept This Rose episode of his podcast, Doug Loves Movies, where he had only people from Will You Accept This Rose on. It's me, it's Dracula, Gareth Reynolds, and we have Kate McCoochie with Doug Benson. And so here it is. If you guys have never heard it, it's so fun. It's a fun game show, and it will tide you over. Dr. Banana, how have you been?
I am doing great.
How's your tennis game?
You know, I'm getting better, getting stronger.
Are you? You know... Doctor, we play. How many people would you say are in your outdoor nighttime clinics?
About 10 or so.
I felt like that night there looked like there might have even been like 12.
There were a few more. Yeah.
There might have even been like 13 or 14.
Yeah, there were.
Now, normally we break up into teams of two in our clinics, and it's usually teams of two, people of five. So you play as a group to win. But if there's like time left at the very end, there's a game called Survivor where you play individually, and you basically hit the ball, and you have to run around the court and then hit it again. And then basically the last person standing, the last two people hit a ball, like then you have to get to 5 points. And I've won it twice. It was the highlight of my life. Dr. Banana won, like, from 14 people. She was the remaining survivor at her Monday night clinic. What a champion. Anna Hosnay, how did it feel?
Interesting. So we called it assassin, and you have to play up to 7 points. You have to beat up to 7 points. So I was able to. But I played very hard. I did fall at one point because I was getting too excited.
As you should. Yeah. You have to.
But I mean, was still able to get up and keep playing my game.
Oh, I have so many injuries, I have to go to physical therapy now.
Yeah, it happens.
Oh, it happens. So what we also wanted to let you know, we know we talked about doing a live show in New York City, and I've been in communication. Union Hall said they would host it. Here's the deal. We were like, okay, I'm going in June anyway. We were trying to do it in June. There's no cast up. Like, there's no – we wanted to do draft picks for you guys, but we can't do it. So we thought, okay, look, let's just wait until we're back in season and try to do a live show while we're in season in, like, September or October with people that live in New York and are watching the show. So that's the plan. We didn't want to leave you high and dry. We're hoping to, and we have to talk to Dynasty Typewriter and see if people are going to be around. We're hoping to do a live draft pick, and listen, keep an eye on your feed because we will do an announcement. But we were thinking of doing another thing, sort of like what we did with Moment House for my birthday bachelorette party, where we would do a hybrid of a live show and then also live streaming like we did through Moment House, where you can watch and interact with us and get like a t-shirt or get a printed flyer with it, a beautiful flyer. And we're thinking Sunday, July 10th, either in the afternoon or in the evening. Would you guys be down for that? Would you be around? Will you please email us at rosepodcast@gmail.com and tell us if you would come to it? Because we know it's near 4th of July. Would you come to LA and go to Dynasty Typewriter? Because the show starts July 11th.
Yep.
So that's what we were thinking. They would definitely have the bios up, and, you know, it's not like people might be back from 4th of July. So we just want to know, would you come to it before we reach out to Dynasty?
Yeah.
That's our question. Anything else you want to say? How's the fun family doing, Anna?
Oh, you know, we're all just living our best lives, trying to stay, you know, out here and survive a pandemic that will never end, you know?
Oh, no. I got strep. Strep sucks. And now I have a cold. But thank God, you know what? We're all doing our best. I think we're also like kids that like have been living in bubbles. Like, I think we haven't been around people. Mm-hmm. So like now I feel like our immune systems are down and whatever. You know what? We're all doing our best. Mittens is great. Meow is great. I have to take Meow to a cardiologist. I'm very nervous.
Oh, why?
I don't know. She's a murmur.
Oh, poor baby.
I need my girls. They French braid my hair every night. They spray tan me for events. You know, they run my lines with me when I have auditions, obviously.
I mean, those are your friends.
Obviously. Alaric and I have been working on the Rhode Island house that I grew up in. We've been redoing it. I don't know that it's inhabitable yet. The toilet's not in. You need a toilet. You need a toilet. But other than that, I feel like, you know, I've ordered a few too many things online. I've done a few too many online shopping. I've got to stop. Have you bought things online lately?
Yes.
What'd you get? What was the best thing you got? I've discovered Poshmark and I'm a fucking nightmare.
I got some, what is it? Osea, that skincare brand.
I
went deep into Osea.
I've never heard of that. Don't send me a link because I'll buy it. No, send me a link, but I'm not going to buy it.
You probably have seen this brand around.
I don't know. Send me a link.
I got into some comfy overalls from this brand called For Days.
Okay.
I love an overall. Kind of like a Big Bud Press style brand, yes. You know, made in California, ethically sourced.
I love that.
Not fast fashion, you know, that whole vibe. I'm getting into some stuff.
Let me think what I have to say. I got another sleep crown. Julie sent me the body pillow. Oh my God.
Incredible.
Okay, now at first when it arrived, I'll be honest, I was like, it's fucking huge. And at first when I was arrived as a single lady with two cats, I was like, can I have this in my bed and not look like, is it just giving up to have like a human sized pillow in your bed? But I realized for me, I actually don't like, I don't want to put my leg around it. I put it across like a giant booster. And then I have my head on top of like, so I'm kind of spooning it, but it's like my face is on it And then I have the other sleep crown on top of me. So it's like a marshmallow sandwich of sleep crown. Mm-hmm. I've never slept better. It's the dream portal. It's been bananas. And again, this is not an ad. She does not pay us for these. But Julie, if you put in the code SHRIMP, you get your discount. I don't know what the discount is, but I got to tell you, I love the body pillow. I love the body pillow. I think it was almost going to be too big for my bed, and then I decided to keep it.
I love that. Body pillow looks very comfortable.
I got a few cute dresses on Poshmark. Brand new, like, which of things that, like, I've been eyeing because I got invited because my movie's going to Tribeca that I did last summer, and I needed to look cute. And I didn't want to pay full price, so I got two options. So I'll wear it just one that I don't wear. I'll wear just something else. But I was able to get, like, I've also learned if you really want something, just buy it, because I got kind of cheap and I bid low on things, and then I didn't get them. So if you want it, like, just go for it or make a really good offer, because you can't up your offer once you've made the offer.
Yeah.
Here's the other thing. So we've been playing a lot of tennis outside. Again, this is not an ad. My eyes, I realize I have very light eyes, and I'm like, oh, I don't have any sunglasses. My face is so tiny. My friends started this sunglass company. It's the only company in the United States. They're the only people that actually make glasses in the United States. They make them here. They're the only company. They're based out of New York. It's called Lowercase New York City. The glasses are so fucking cute. They fit my face so well. I got these like yellow ones. They also make just regular eyeglasses, but they're not cheap. I will say, like, they're an investment. But like, I love them so much. I'll put a picture up on when I don't have a cold, I'll take a cute picture of them. I'll put them on my Instagram. But then when we come back, they also said they would give us a code for people to get a discount.
Okay.
Look how cute these are. Now, I normally buy like $10 sunglasses, and I realized they were probably going to burn my eyeballs. But like, look how they fit my face. Aren't they so cute?
They are really cute. I like those.
I just like, and they have so many great shapes. They have men and women. And if you have to buy eyeglasses anyway, like, you know, look, I love a Warby Parker, but like, if you're buying a pair of eyeglasses, the frames are so nice. You're supporting a small company. They hand make everything in America, in New York City. They're out of New York, and it's my friends. So Lowercase NYC. I don't know, man. We're all just doing the best that we can. I had a good time in Massachusetts filming.
Nice. So yeah, that's cool.
I was in like a haunted jazz cafe. I can't wait for The Bachelor to come back. I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Gareth and I text each other all the time about our sleep crowns. He's in Australia.
Did you see Hannah B is with a man that looks like he could be her brother?
No.
They look alike.
I need to Google it.
They're on like People, you know?
I'm going to Google it right now. What is the other hot goss? Who is the last? Oh, yeah. And the choking out. I didn't like watching the choking out of the fucking
Clayton.
I didn't like that.
No, that whole relationship can go away. I don't need to see it. Clayton got accused of cheating. Turns out it wasn't real. Turns out it was another guy pretending to be Clayton who looked like him.
Ew.
Being like, I'm the Bachelor, and some girl got tricked.
Oh, he does look like her brother.
So.
Huh. Really weird. I have to say, I'm fully come full circle. I'm loving looking at Matt James and his lady. They're so cute. They're really cute. They seem really happy.
Yeah.
He seems really happy. He's funny on Instagram.
Yeah. And I guess he moved to Miami now. I don't know what he's doing there, but
Rachel.
He's very into crypto, apparently.
I mean, they seem to be having a good time. I'm rooting for them. You know, like, they seem really happy.
Yeah.
Ashley, I had her baby. It's so cute.
Yeah.
Oh, that baby's so cute. I mean, like, we love The Bachelor. People love to trash and say, like, but sometimes it works.
Yeah, sometimes it works. It's true.
I mean, is Michelle still with her guy?
Yes, she is.
That's nice.
And she's now hosting that Bachelor Party podcast with Becca.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Because Rachel was like, I can't do this.
Rachel was out. Yeah, she's not doing it anymore.
I don't blame her. I'm sure she's like, fuck this.
Yeah.
I'm a lawyer. Fuck this.
I want to read Rachel's book that came out.
Oh, she wrote a book?
Yeah, she wrote a book. I need to check it out.
Wow. This is great news. Well, I sure hope you guys enjoy Doug's podcast. Keep an eye out for if we're going to do a live show at Dynasty, if you guys would come and buy tickets to see us like live stream. And hopefully we'll do one in New York this fall when we're in season. And we miss you guys. So this was a really fun episode. Doug had like a bachelor theme. I think like we talked about the podcast a lot. So hopefully you guys get a kick out of this. Thank you so much. Until next time, goodbye.
Bye.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug. I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies. It's Thursday, April 28th, which means this is a bonus app. My guest today gave me a big old bonus. How many years do I have to be at this where I can write a decent transition into who the guests are? Give it up, everybody. By that, I mean, sit quietly wherever you are. For Kate Micucci, Arden Marine, and Gareth Reynolds. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Oh, my God. So much energy. So many different places on this planet. We've got two people in Los Angeles, one or three if you include me, and then one in Australia, but we'll get to that in a second. Let's meet everybody individually and alphabetically. First of all, it's been too long. Kate Micucci is back. Hello, Kate.
Hey, Doug. Thank you so much for having me. I feel like it's been almost 2 years.
Has it been? Probably has been, right?
Yeah, I think it was just like maybe beginning of the pandemic or something. So
I might have, asked you a couple of times. I don't like to pester people too much.
I think you definitely did. I just wasn't able to. But thank you for having me today. I'm really happy to be here.
What have you been up to? Anything that you can talk about?
I mostly just have been doing a lot of Zooming from my house, and I have a 2-year-old now, so running around. We went to a bounce class today. But as far as like fun work stuff, I did a cool thing. I just don't know if I'm allowed to talk about it.
That's what happens. It might be too soon.
Yeah. So I'm really excited for when that comes out. But in the meantime, I'm just hanging out in Laurel Canyon.
I mean, I would love to go to a bounce class because those dryer sheets, I'm confused by like, exactly what they're going to accomplish and what, lots of questions. Also joining us.
Fresh air scent in the actual sheet. I have no idea.
I don't know, but, thank goodness for those things. If I ever went to college, I would use a lot of them on the end of toilet paper rolls or paper towel rolls. And then you smoke through it.
Oh.
But I only experienced it once or twice when I was like visiting a college when I shouldn't have been smoking with college students anyway. Also joining us, who's, I'm going to say, welcome back. From her bougie garage. Do you like this, Arden? I'm giving you like a big build up. Like your intro.
I got so excited. You heard me sound excited.
So big.
You could hear my excitement. You heard me go when you said bougie garage. Like I felt so seen.
Arden Marine is here. Hey, Arden.
Hi, Doug. How are you?
I'm doing good. This is a sweet lineup that we've put together today.
This is such a dream lineup. I'm obsessed with this lineup.
I have to thank you for your help because you were sort of a go-between me and Gareth because he's in Australia and I had contacted him initially via DM and it was an issue getting back to me and he'd said, no, I can't do the show tomorrow. And of course, let's talk to him about it now. Hey, Gareth Reynolds.
Hi, Doug. It's me from Twitter.
Yeah, co-host of The Dollop.
Yes.
Regular, panelist, I guess, on Will You Accept This Rose?
Yes.
He's Dracula.
Dracula. And Douglas Movie's first timer.
Yes, great to be here. I'm excited.
This sums it all up. And you're in
That's
Australia.
Everything.
And Arden gave us, did that thing where she put us both in the same text, so we both instantly had each other's phone number.
Yep.
Which made things a lot easier.
It's a big step, but I enjoyed it. Yep.
I think people really are fascinated by the high behind the scenes booking situations.
Oh, yeah.
And they finally, they see how crazy it gets.
It's nuts.
Booking manager for podcasts. I manage the schedule for podcasts.
The money's going to roll in soon, Arden.
I can't wait. I'm really hanging my retirement on it. I cannot wait.
Keep waiting.
So I know Kate McCoochie's been on the Will You Accept This Rose podcast, which is about all the Bachelor franchise and spinoffs and dating shows in general. But Kate, have you dipped on that since having a child? Like, it seems like not a really fun show to watch with your kid.
No, in fact, I never watched it until the pandemic started. So it's the opposite. I've been, when I first met my husband, he was like, I have to tell you, I watched The Bachelor. And I was like, oh, I've just never really paid attention to that show. That's cool. And then he would always watch it and I would just be doing something else. And then once the pandemic happened, I couldn't help but watch it. And then I was like, oh, now I get it.
Yeah, and she gets it.
And it's interesting because it's been, I think you guys are always like, no, it's going to get cooler when they can actually be out in the world. Because I was used to watching, like, we're only in this one hotel. The last season was more interesting because they actually went places.
And even though the season itself, even though he was a boring bachelor, those last two episodes,
oh my god,
were like as tense as the finale of The Sopranos. I mean, that rose ceremony was so tense.
The crying in the echoey room.
Oh my god. Doug, I didn't get to hear your thoughts on it. I mean, it was a disaster.
It's just such a spectacular ending that those two people are together and seem happy.
I know.
After all of that, so public, the whole thing that happened.
Yeah.
And anyway, so listen to Arden's podcast if any of this is interesting you right now, because I'm here to talk about movies. I'm very focused. But I do love that we all are part of Bachelor Nation and all the ups and downs that occur over there. I tried to get Wells Adams to make his first Doug Loves Movies appearance. And he said, I'm thinking about going to Australia.
What?
Yeah, that's his excuse for not doing it. Is he's not even going. He's just thinking about it.
Yeah, he can't possibly. If it's on his brain. Final question. Are you and Kate, did you start The Bachelor at the same time? Did you have the same first season? Because you were a pandemic baby too, Doug.
No, I did some stuff with you in person before. Didn't I? Or did I started on the show in pandemia?
Was Claire which was your first season you ever watched?
Taysha.
Claire and Taysha. Yeah, that was Pando.
Yeah.
That was Pando.
That was mine too.
Crap.
Wow, you guys all started. That's so great. You all started at the same time. Yep. I love it.
Today's Doug Loves Movies was really meant to be.
Doug went to that resort a couple of times after watching it.
Like, oh yeah, I'm a La Quinta fan in a huge way, because it's Frank Capra used to write screenplays there. You know, he used to have a cottage or whatever you call those individual homes. He could have written It's a Wonderful Life in the same spot where, Claire declared
that she was good on the show after 2 hours.
He probably lived in the one with the private jacuzzi, I would imagine. So that's probably where.
Yeah, didn't somebody like dry hump in the fountain? That's probably where he wrote that scene with that person later. I think the horny Canadian that got engaged to Katie in her realtor blazer dresses, I think they like humped in the fountain where It's a Wonderful Life was born also.
Aww. There's a whole section of the La Quinta, and when you hear La Quinta, you think La Quinta Hotel's the chain, but no, this is a Waldorf Astoria Hilton property called La Quinta in the city of La Quinta, which is adjacent to Palm Springs.
Yeah,
and so it's been a long time celebrity hang. Like, celebrities will just go out there and stay there, and Greta Garbo, there's a whole section of the place that's just preserved in her name where she lived for a long time. When she, you know, decided to just sort of disappear from the world, that's where she was at La Quinta. Oh, so, cool. So just this movie history, plus it's just a nice outdoor resort in a very, generally very warm spot. So it's always, you know, real comfortable. And, but also now add to that, that it's, you know, a couple seasons of The Bachelor and Bachelorette. And, it's, you know, I mean, next stop paradise is all I'm trying to say.
Yes.
Because that place has been the same joint. I guess they moved from one to another, but it kept
Padgett's been
the same name or something.
We got to go. Padgett went. We got to go. We should make a group trip down there.
Count me in. I would love to go.
Would you really? We should really go. Let's go.
Totally go. Okay, great.
I want to get in that hump fountain.
Yeah.
Give that a ride.
Now you're talking about La Quinta.
Now, La Quinta's a hump fountain, but there's been a hump.
If there's a fountain, I'm in it humping. That's
There's a lot of hump hot tubs in.
They got hump tubs?
Yeah, there's hump tubs. A lot of them. Near the Palapas.
Hot
tubs are hump tubs. Is that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I think that's fair.
Doug is going to request to stay in the boom boom room when we go down there.
That's the last room I want to stay in because.
Where Riley sucked cream off of, what's her name, Sandy Toes. Marissa.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
that's Doug's room.
I want one of the rooms without walls or floors. I don't want anything.
Airborne.
I just want to jump onto all of it. Now I'm getting really grossed out. So let's play some games.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do that. We're already so far behind on schedule. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, I've got a couple fun games for us to play. And we'll do that after this. We'll be right back. We are back. And let's play some games.
Woo. Yeah.
I played a game last week that was such a big hit. And by that, I mean, you know, I enjoyed doing it. And so I'm just imagining all the listeners loved it. So I'm excited to play it again. No Sam this time. Sam Levine was here last time. And he laughed so hard when I said the game is called The Little Search Engine That Could. It's a solid title, but he lost his mind.
It's a great title.
Oh, thank you. For this edition of The Little Search Engine That Could, I typed the word big into the search engine on IMDb, and then I wrote down the top six movie titles, because it turns out there's a lot of TV shows with the word big in the title. But I wrote down the top six movie titles that came up that are listed, you know, in order of popularity. And so this edition of this game is called Big Hero 6.
There's nice. Six answers. Also a great title.
You'll each get three tries to guess which big movies made the list. We're going to go alphabetically, starting with Kate. So name any movie that has the word big in the title, and where it finishes in this a list of six will determine how many points you get if the movie is in fact one of the six.
Well, I feel very lucky that I'm going first, because I'm just going to go with the movie Big.
You're just going to say Big straight up. Big.
And in my opinion, that would be the number one of all the big movies, but we'll see. But I just love it so much. And I wanted to be a toy designer for years because of that movie.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It does make toy designing look like a sweet gig.
Doesn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. It's like the job a child could do.
And then you get to have a really cool loft with a trampoline inside.
Yeah.
You get to date Elizabeth Perkins.
I mean,
as a grown woman.
It's endless. We were discussing this just last week with Sam Levine, because he's a big fan of that movie. And I just can't get over what the mother has to go through, that she Digi thinks her kid is missing that entire time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They try to illustrate it. You know, they try to give you an idea, but they don't cut back to her a lot. You know,
No.
They're not constantly showing her just in a white hot panic about what's happening.
In the director's cut, you see her, you know, starting smoking and drinking heavily and lamenting montages.
And that knife that she chases him around with when he tries to go home and say, "Hey, it's me, Mom." She's holding that all the time.
Yeah. Like she sleeps with it, actually. They don't.
Yeah.
It's like her Wilson.
Okay. She just, she just puts that under her crown pillow and feels safe. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
The sleep crown with no sleep gap technology.
No sleep gap technology. Dream portal.
You got it in, champ.
Thank you. I'm becoming a champion. Thriving.
Speaking of champions, Kate Micucci nails it right out of the gate with number one is the movie Big, of course.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like that was just a very lucky thing that I went first, you guys. I'm sorry.
Well, you get 6 points for your trouble. And but that doesn't mean you're the winner because Arden.
That's right. There's more.
Arden gets to pick one. And it could be, you know, it could be worth 5 points.
I love
all the way down to 1 point.
I love it.
What big movie do you think will be on this list of popular big movies?
Thank you for asking, Doug. I actually feel like anxious and excited. My cells are jingling. I love games. I'm going to go with Big Lebowski.
Okay. We spoke on that one last week as well. Sam Levine likes movies with Big in the title.
Great movie. Both of them are just fantastic movies.
Mm-hmm.
Amy Mann is in that movie, which I think is super cool.
What does she play?
She's one of the nihilists.
Diner, right? Yeah.
I haven't seen it in so long. She's so cool.
She's whose toe it ends up being.
Wow.
When they claim that it's Bonnie's toe.
I ate with her at Soup Plantation once, which was a very strange experience.
Speaking of toes.
I didn't think she would show up. She asked what I was doing that day. And I was like, she's the coolest person. I couldn't believe it. And I was like, I'm going to Soup Plantation. And then I looked at, I started to panic. She and her husband, Michael Penn, showed up and they were in like Edward Gorey, like English morning jackets, like morning coats. And they were so confused by like the potato bar and like the Nutella bar. And I'm like, no, it's endless. You can get as much as you want.
Yeah. You just can't leave.
I regret you can never leave. She's still there. She's still in the Beverly connection. Yeah. I couldn't believe I regretted it. I was so ashamed that's where I was. And she actually showed up. And I have no think I've had a meal with her since.
I wonder if that's connected.
Yeah, probably. She realized she made an error.
I think we all have lots of those where we like kind of sort of got together with somebody once, just sort of almost on accident.
Yeah.
And, you know, it just doesn't stick sometimes. Just sort of like, well, at least if we run into each other in the future, we'll have this one memory.
Yeah.
Who have you had one meal with? Who have you had one meal with?
Oh gosh, that's a tough one. Just one meal?
Yeah. Who did you have like one lunch and never again?
Oh my god! Does anybody else have an answer to that question? I can't think of one.
Blanky. I know it's happened. I know.
I'm better at maintaining relationships than that. I think.
I will put one of mine in the chat, but I'm not going to say that.
Oh, damn it.
Okay, but you can see. Wait. Okay, wait. I had one lunch.
Nobody's ever used the chat during this
But
show.
You're going to see it.
Oh, my Lord, Arden.
Wow. Okay. I don't know if I spelled it right. I'm so blind. I don't have my glasses on.
Nobody spelled it right.
But that is, I had one meal at Hugo's.
You don't have to be a neurosurgeon to spell it.
That's right.
So there you go. I've had one meal with that person.
That's hilarious. I had one appearance on a talk show with that person, and I did not end up saying much.
Okay.
So you can imagine how I feel about her.
You can imagine what my lunch was like. No, my lunch was fine. We had a lovely lunch. It just didn't quite, you know. Anyway, there you go. Moving on.
My lunch was with her co-star in the show she was on. So funny. I'm just like, that would be one of my one lunches.
Okay, put it in the text. I need to know which person it was. Put it in the group chat. Where your lunch was. I'm waiting for it to come in.
All right. Well, in the meantime, I'll report this piece of information. Arden gets 3 points for Big Lebowski because it's number 4.
Great.
All right, Gareth, you got a couple of opportunities here to get some decent points on the board.
Well, I feel I've been cursed by my name in many ways, but this, no more than this, where because there's a big drop off in my big database. I just want to say the first two, great. And I would have said them, but again, I'm cursed. I would have to say, and this is not nearly as big as those, but Big Fish is the only one that really comes to mind.
Love that movie. It's your favorite movie.
Is that good? Okay.
All right. Well, maybe you'll think more as the game goes along. You know, you don't have to score every round.
Thank you.
But in this particular case, you've done quite good because it is number 2.
How could that be?
You go big fish.
I think that I feel badly for the Big Lebowski.
Is that also,
it's the order they're in today, you know?
Right.
Wow.
You know, so that like does tomorrow feel like could be different. You know,
because like you and McGregor just got married, so maybe people are talking about him more, so that would push the movie. Is that kind
of
how
I think so? I think a little bit of that. I think for some reason, Big just feels like it's in the zeitgeist right now. Is there a commercial on TV that shows them dancing on the piano? That scene, the floor piano. I feel like that was in a commercial or something.
Big seems like it will always be number one. That feels fair. It's also
you're saying name movies with Big in the title and your work is done. Like you only have to think of other words.
Yeah.
So Gareth gets 5 points for that one. So this is still anybody's game, but Kate can really secure her lead. She's up next. No, Kate, can you think of another Big movie?
I am drawing a blank so bad that I'm just going to have to say Babe, Big in the City. That's just a real dumb joke because I can't think of anything.
He just got married, so that might help you.
the pig?
Yeah, the little pig.
He married
pig
a TikTok dancer.
Yeah. But Kay was making a cute joke changing pig to big. And unfortunately, we'll have to play that game another day. Movies with pig in the title.
I mean, that's fun. That's fine.
It might be just that one. There might be a few more. Maybe Piglet had some sort of spin-off movie. Wait, what was your answer?
I had nothing. Just Babe
oh, right,
Big
just
in the City.
Joke. Okay, got it. Okay. You're still in the lead. You know,
okay.
Give up and win. That's a fun part of this game. Arden?
I'm going to go The Big Short.
Ooh, good one.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, looks like Arden came to play because that is, in fact, in the third slot.
Oh, I did. I came to play.
Yes. So Arden jumps to the lead. She's now got a total of 7
points. Oh, my God. I needed that.
Congratulations. That was huge, Arden.
Big so for you.
It was so, so big. So big.
Big.
So big.
Gareth, what do you think with the remaining 2 titles? If you get the one that's in the 5th slot, you will tie it up with Arden.
Oh, well, I can't imagine that this is one of them, but it is, I think, the last one I can think of, and that would be Big Trouble, Little China.
Okay.
Big Trouble in Little China.
Yes, no, that's the one. This is my movie. It's not as good.
Big Trouble / Little China.
Big Trouble / Little China. Yeah, I don't want to get the preposition cord or anything.
Big Trouble v Little China.
finally.
Okay, so unfortunately, that one did not make the list. I did see it on the page. It does come up eventually.
Okay.
Because, of course, that was a great example of a movie with Big in the title. So, but you're still going to get one more crack at it, maybe, Gareth, depending on what happens with Kate and with Arden. Kate, in the interim, in the amount of time in between, did you think of another serious answer or another pun?
Oh, man, I wish I had come up with another pun. I just thought this would be the end. Hold on. That's a TV show. I was going to say Little People, Big World, but that's a TV show, isn't it?
My mom
should be a movie.
She loved that show.
It's like Soup Plantation, the TV show.
Yeah, Amy Mann loves it, but she won't watch it with me because I met her at Soup Plantation.
Is Big Hero 6, is that a movie? Is that like, I know you said it, but is that an actual movie?
It is a movie, and then I think now it's also a series or going to be another right. movie or something. I love that. Baymax. That Baymax character is really adorable. You know, the big blow-up robot guy that's, I think Scott Adsit does the voice.
Oh, I can picture it.
They make balloons of it at Disneyland that you can buy. And guess what? See, that's like the kind of fun thing I like to do from time to time, Gareth, say one of the answers while I'm describing the game.
Mm-hmm.
And that, in fact, did come in the fifth slot.
Whoa. Wow.
I just lucked out.
Big Hero 6, yes. So she just snagged two more points, gives her a total of 8. Arden, this one final point will tie you. You'll have a tie with Kate, which, you know, sounds, you know, good for your record.
Big Hero 6, too. The big day out.
Big day out.
Big Hero 6, too.
Say just expressions and throw the word big in there. You know? none of those were correct.
Oh.
I'll let you have all of those answers.
Big Dirty Dancing?
Yeah. Big Ghost.
Big Ghost.
Big Code House.
Big Pretty Woman.
Big Wong Fu.
Big Ghost. They're both in lofts in New York City in the 80s.
We could
combine them and it would actually maybe work.
That's right. We're poor to young Tom Hanks. Watch his Patrick Swayze. The ghost of Patrick Swayze.
Big ghost. Try to tell Tom Hanks' mother that he's still alive in New York City.
And then they go see Whoopi Goldberg. Oh, good times.
I mean, I don't know why anyone would hesitate to make a movie called Big Ghost. It's such a fucking already so makes you already go, what is it? Big Ghost.
Big Ghost.
I've never thought of ghosts in terms of size ever. I guess, you know, it's kind of I've enjoyed this Big Ghost talk, and we just had a Zoom crap out, so like now we're back.
Do you think a ghost did it? They were mad. Whoa. Like, who are you calling a big ghost?
I mean, that's the thing about big ghosts is they're sensitive about it.
Yeah.
They're like, just want to be a regular sized ghost. They don't want everyone to be like, you're a big ghost.
I have a story that totally ties into this. It's quick. You want to hear it?
Sure.
Yes.
I do.
So I went to college at the school called Keystone College in Pennsylvania. It was an art school, and they had the ceramic studio. And everyone always said that the ceramic studio was haunted by a ghost. And one night, a bunch of kids were in the studio because it was like open 24 hours, and it was around like midnight. And this guy Aiden said, "Hey, I bet that ghost has a big butt." He said something else, you know. But can we swear on this? I don't know. I bet this ghost had a big ass, and then a bunch of clay fell from the ceiling and landed on his head.
Wait a minute, from the ceiling?
Yeah, people used to just throw clay on the ceiling because they were dumb and it would just dry up there.
Oh.
And then just when he said it, clay fell on his head.
It was pretty like, who cool. you call a big ass? How dare you?
I'm not a big ghost.
Oh my God, the big ghost didn't like us talking about it and commenting on it, and it shut it down, Doug.
But anecdotally, ghosts, I don't see why we should be scared of them. I mean, I'm sure that he wasn't even hospitalized.
He was fine.
Yeah.
It's true.
It is fun to think about when
people are like, this hotel's haunted. I'm like, yeah, okay, what room? Like, let's go. Like, I think it'd be fun.
I filmed in Massachusetts. I was in a haunted inn, and my room was haunted, and I was there for like a month, and I had to just calm down. But like, I was the only room that they kept fixing the water. I had no water. I was like, it wanted me to be like, it's dirty girl. And then like,
thirsty ghost.
I remember I finally went, I went and showered in somebody else's room and I came back. I was the only person not working. And there was like a loud knocking on the door. I thought like, oh, maybe people got back from filming. And I opened the door and like no one was in the inn. Like nobody was there. Things like that kept happening. It was exciting. I loved that.
I've never experienced a ghost, but I really want to.
Oh,
yeah. I know. I think it'd be cool.
It was fun.
Gareth, do you have an answer?
Yes. My guess is, and it's a guess, would be that there was a big movie, Biggie. So I think Biggie about the Notorious B.I.G. That would be my last guess.
Good guess. Good guess.
Oh, wasn't that movie called like... It was
some, oh, maybe it was
something like Impossible or
well, if it is, it really screwed me
or something. But yeah, I don't. That's not the answer I have. And also, you know, that was just for fun, like we said. the Adam Sandler comedy, Big Daddy.
Oh yeah, right.
I think that thing's on TBS like every other weekend.
And that little
Sprouse kid that was in it, he's like 35 now, and
he's big.
He's in the news every once in a while for some, I guess, for some reason.
Okay, awesome.
So congratulations, Kate. You won that game.
Wow. I really lucked into that one, you guys.
Yeah.
I'm happy for you, Kate.
You gamed well.
That's part of the game show world, is that sometimes you get asked something that you know the answer to, and and you get to go first. But that means you get to go first in our next game, which we will play right after this break. We'll be right back. We are back. We're having so much fun talking about pillows and ghosts and big ghost pillows. And Kate gets to go first in our second and final game of the day, the game that determines our winner today overall. We'll switch the order around, Gareth. So
okay.
It's going to go Kate. She gets to go first, then you.
Okay. Then
but you never know, Arden. Sometimes it works out not having to go first, because the game is called Whose Tagline Is It Anyway?
Love it.
I say a tagline from a motion picture. It's like on the poster or in the trailer or something. Right. And the first person gets to guess. So it'll be Kate, sorry. And then if Kate guesses wrong, then Gareth will get a crack at it. And if he misses it, Arden will get a crack at it. If somebody gets it, the next round, the person who's next gets to go first.
Copy.
So you never know where this thing is going to land. And I will tell you that all of the answers today together form some sort of, in my brain, there's some sort of theme happening. It could be extremely obvious or weird and confusing.
I love it. Okay. I love it.
Noted.
I'm getting a pen to write them down as we go.
Ooh.
Oh, aren't you? A regular psychopath? Sam Levine.
True American psychopath? Yes.
Okay. Kate.
All right. Here we go.
What movie do you think had the odd tagline, Rollicking Romantics! Exclamation
wow.
point.
Wow.
Yeah.
Rollicking Romantics.
Yeah. Can you think of anything that's...
Oh, my God.
Rollicking and romantic?
Must Love Dogs.
Great guess.
Yeah.
Terrific guess. Anytime anybody has any reason to bring up Must Love Dogs, they should. It's just a great expression, but that is incorrect. Here, I've got a fun sound effect. Gareth.
I have no idea.
These can be very difficult. I'm not
Rollicking Romantics.
I feel like you should know the answer to this.
I think I'm just going to be stuck on pause with this one, so I may as well just bow out.
That's fair. I won't even do the noise.
No, I deserve it. I deserve it. Thank you, Doug.
Man, this is hard.
If anyone had come up with this one, I would have been shocked.
I mean, tonally, it feels like Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, but that wasn't a romance. That was like, you know, like if like, but that feels like, oh, they're rollicking. They're sort of, you know, living the high life. Romancing the Stone.
Big Ghost.
That's a great, great guess. But part of the reason it's such a corny tagline is because this film was from 1947.
Oh.
It starred Cary Grant and was the winner of the Best Original Screenplay Oscar. And it's called The Bachelor, The Bachelor and the Bobby Soxer.
Oh, it's my favorite movie. And I love the theme.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, you think there's a theme, do you?
No. No. Okay.
Kate gets to go first again. this tagline is... All about a little Mississippi riverboat gal who taught a sophisticated bachelor all about love.
Wow, that's not a short tagline.
Oh, wow.
Man. No. Oh. That's all.
Is this like a 60s tag, tag, movie? Tag. I probably can't even ask what, but.
Yeah, no questions. Just answers.
I don't even know. I'm just going to say Showboat. I know it's wrong.
Good guess.
No, there's that sound. I have nothing again. I don't know. Damn.
I mean,
stings.
It's like, if only it was like a Southern, like not, if only it wasn't the riverboat. I would say like Sweet Home Alabama or something like that. Or like Hope Floats. How about that?
That's good. That's a great guess.
This is still an old ass, it's still an old movie.
It's before they knew what taglines really were, it sounds like.
Right. It's more like they just described the movie and throw an exclamation point at the end.
Yeah.
And All About a Little Mississippi Riverboat Gal Who Taught a Sophisticated Bachelor All About Love is called Tammy and the Bachelor.
Wow.
Starring Debbie Reynolds.
Okay. Oh. She's a good casting choice for a Mississippi Riverboat Gal.
It might be worth a look because it's a tight 90 minutes.
I love that. Ooh.
Right,
it's shorter than an episode of The Bachelor,
streaming, but it probably is probably streaming somewhere. Okay, so you might be getting an idea where this is headed.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
Kate gets to go first again on this next one. I feel confident that eventually somebody's going to get one right, and that person will walk away with victory in their hands. He's the world's greatest authority on love, .. And she has a few ideas of her own.
See, now I'm just trying to come up with titles that have Bachelor in it. Like, I don't even know. Is there a movie called Bachelor Pad?
Good guess.
Gareth?
Doug, I'm sorry. Can I hear it one more time? Not that it's going to help me in any way.
No, it's just fun to hear it. He's the world's greatest authority on love, and she has a few ideas of her own. Exclamation point.
Who is she?
Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Oh, that helps. I'm not there yet. I'm trying to put these puzzle pieces together, but give me the spring.
All right, I'm going to follow the format, and I'm going to just make something up.
Okay.
This is it. The Bachelor and the Brain.
Nice.
I was going to say The Bachelor and the Beast. That's so funny.
That's good, too.
Hey, you know what else would make a great title? Bachelor in Paradise.
Oh my God. Wow.
1961, starring Bob Hope and Lana Turner.
Oh my Lord.
This is a real ass movie. The song Bachelor in Paradise by Henry Mancini was nominated for Best Song at the Oscars.
Wow.
All right.
Bob Hope Floats, it could be.
Bob Hope Floats.
Lana Turner and Hooch, whatever. All right. Kate, it's back to you.
All right.
I'm feeling like someone's gonna get this one. All right. This is another long one. It's even got periods. It's three sentences long.
Wow.
1,000 brides, $100 million. Jimmy Shannon is about to discover the true value of love.
Great tagline.
Wow.
Great. I want to watch it. Whatever.
I mean, people are already like, Jimmy Shannon, that sounds like an interesting guy.
I love Jimmy Shannon.
Fucking Jimmy Shannon is in this?
Seven brides for seven bachelors.
A thousand.
Ooh, terrific guess. Very good guess. What do you think it is?
I'll be inventing a movie, Doug, and it'll be called The Last Bachelor.
Oh,
ooh,
great. Clever, but no.
Arden.
Can I hear the tagline one more time?
That's going to help.
1,000 brides.
1,000.
$100 million.
I really would want to see this. A thousand brides.
Jimmy Shannon is about to discover the true value of love.
Okay, is this Jimmy Shannon's bachelor poontang adventure?
No, that is incorrect. This was a film that starred Chris O'Donnell and Renee Zellweger and Artie Lang and Sarah Silverman, and it's called The Bachelor.
Wow, it's right there. I can't believe it's so recent with right that tag.
Was Artie Lang the bachelor?
No, Chris O'Donnell was the guy.
No, I know.
His dad was going to disown him if he didn't get married, and he's worth $100 million.
Wow, that's a lot of money. That's a lot.
It's you can't think of a more boring treatment of what sounds like a very crazy predicament.
Yeah.
Well, like classic the movie Jimmy Shannon.
It's not. Yeah, Jimmy Shannon.
So classic.
Didn't deserve to be immortalized on screen. All right. Back to you, Kate.
Kidoki.
Still anybody's game. What movie had the tagline, "With bridesmaids like these, who needs enemies?"
It's not. And it has a bachelor in it? Huh? Bridesmaids.
I've done weirder things in the past, but that is not the answer.
All right.
What do you think, Gareth?
I don't know if it's a movie, but I would say Bachelorette Party.
Okay.
Sounds like the spring's coming my way.
I believe it is Bachelorette, which I am in.
What?
Whoa! That is correct.
Yes.
Wow! And you're in it.
I'm in it.
What the hell happened there?
It was written by Leslie Headland, who wrote Russian Doll, and it has Rebel Wilson and Isla Fisher and Lizzie Kaplan and Adam Scott.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's incredible. Well,
and I'm like an asshole lady that works at like the bridal store.
Megan Neuringer has a role in it, a brief role where she does this weird kind of cheerleader song kind of thing.
Yeah.
And when she used to be on Douglas Movies from time to time, I would have her do it like every time she remembered it, you know.
It's, wow.
It's just ridiculous. But congratulations, Arden. That is like you finally figured out what was happening here, and I guess we were helped by the fact that you're in the film in question. I've seen that happen on Jeopardy, where somebody was during the chat with Candleby drop something about themselves, and then later they know there's an answer where like clearly they knew it because they already were big on that subject or whatever. I've got one more if you want to do it real quick. I know Kate has to.
Let's
Kate has
it.
To get going here in a second because she's got a very busy Zoom schedule. But we'll just jump all this one for anybody who thinks they know what the answer is. A man's tradition every woman should know about. A man's tradition every woman should know about. That's how I should have read it.
Big.
Big Bachelor.
Arden.
Bachelor party.
That's the correct answer.
Oh, Arden.
Oh yeah. Oh,
are you in that one too, Arden?
I played the bachelor party. Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
I knew you.
That's right.
Arden, you did it. Congratulations.
Oh my God. Thank you so much.
You're a winner today, but let's go to Kate with her plugs so she can get out for this call and on to the next one.
Well, thanks. I don't really have much to plug other than every day I've been putting a new drawing on my Instagram called Playing with Makuuchi. And I've been keeping it up for over a month, and I'm going to keep going for as long as I can, hopefully years.
That's so fun.
Yeah.
That's great.
That's so cool. Yeah,
you'll probably keep it around until your child is old enough to understand the title.
Exactly.
Well, I'm sure that I believe I've seen a lot of your artwork over the years, and I've been privileged to give some of it away on Douglas Movies when we were doing them with
That's right. I always draw something for the prize.
Yeah. But thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks,
Kate,
for having me.
We'll talk to you soon.
This was a blast. Bye, everybody. Thanks.
Bye, Kate.
Bye, Kate.
Bye.
All right, now let's talk about her.
Oh,
yeah,
my God. She's so unpleasant.
What a delightful burst of energy. It's so aggravating.
Yeah, like, could you ever say anything nice? She's so lovely.
Yeah, I was like having a character from DuckTales on the show. Just a lot of happy enthusiasm.
Yeah.
And
now it's down to us.
Such a good loser, too, because I'm sure Gareth feels terrible right now.
I did not feel good. Big loser.
Big loser.
It's weird how, like, I'm like, when I play even the silliest little game of trivia or something, if I lose, it really does hang over me for a little bit.
It'll stick. It'll stick. Yeah. The drinking is going to start soon.
Okay.
He's going to be moody until September.
What would you like to plug here at the tail end of your first ever appearance, which I think went very well in spite of the gameplay?
Well, thank you, Doug, and thank you again for having me. You listen to the Dollop podcast, and then you can follow me on social media at Reynolds Gareth, and then I'm on tour, so you can go to GarethReynolds.com for all of those dates.
Awesome. Arden.
Hi.
This is so exciting because, you know, we always invite the winner on each episode to come back the next show.
I love it.
And the next show we're doing is this Sunday afternoon at the Avalon Theater in Hollywood.
Oh.
As part of the Netflix is a Joke Festival.
Oh, that's so fun.
You'd have to share the stage with Jeff Tate, Big J. Okerson, and Justin Long.
Fun. What time?
Are you in? You have to say yes before I tell you the time.
I'm getting a
You don't
booster.
Have to say. In fact, let's leave it a surprise whether or not
if you tell me what time it is, then maybe, cuz I have something, so if I'm available, yes.
I'll tell you in the chat.
Love it.
No, we'll just chat after we're done. But
I would be honored.
Arden may or may not be there.
I would love to be there
Sunday. But what else would you like to plug?
I'm doing a Netflix is a joke show at the Improv Lab this Saturday night in Los Angeles. I think it starts at 7:00. I have a bunch of shows I'm doing, like, in LA and coming up in June in New York and Brooklyn. I have a movie that's going to be at the Tribeca Film Festival called Space Oddity that has a bunch of screenings. And but most importantly, we start again July 12th. It'll be the first episode to be up. My podcast, Will You Accept These Roses? Doug and Gareth and Kate are so funny on it. Doug, I mean, truly, Doug, like, to hear him, like, love The Bachelor is such a joy. If you love Doug and you want to hear him talk about The Bachelor, it's the funniest, most wonderful combo. And then Gareth is on fire as our Dracula. So that will start again in July.
And yeah, and this was a crossover event, I think.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The plan is
and that's
to,
right. And all of our listeners, if you're listening on from my feed, you should check out. There's so many fun back episodes with people from with Padgett. I believe Rob Benedict's done a people from our podcast have done a whole bunch of Douglas movies. Did Jerry do one?
Jerry's never done Douglas movies.
He got nervous, I think.
Yeah, it's, you know.
Mary
Gareth can tell you it's not easy.
Oh, you're in the lion's den.
Oh, yeah. It's terrifying. But like, check out, there's so many people on it. It's such a fun podcast. And if you love Doug on our podcast, go check out all the rest of the back catalogs. There's so many. It's such a great, it's like evergreen and it's so funny.
Well, thank you so much for that and for having me on your podcast, for doing my podcast. Once again, Kate Micucci, Gareth Reynolds, and Artie Marine. At the end of every episode, I say the last line from a movie, and sometimes I leave it a mystery and let the listeners try to guess what it is. But sometimes it's just so obscure and such a weird last line that I like to let people know what's happening. So today I'll be closing with the last line from the aforementioned Bachelor Party. And it's Tom Hanks' character saying it. I don't do a Tom Hanks impression, but just imagine Tom Hanks saying this final line. Before I say the line, I say, as always, hey now, Brad.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes above his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, cause Doug loves movies.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.